Minister of Tourism and Culture Carlos James said the government will continue to facilitate education and awareness programs relating to the importance of intellectual property and copyright. He said this is important as they try to ensure that all cultural practitioners have their works registered so they can continue to earn from their talent and hard work.
It's something which the Department of Culture and the National Cultural Foundation and all of us as stakeholders, we have an important role to play in the intellectual property, ensuring that there's enough trade. And in fact, these are the things that we will continue. I know in the past we've had several workshops on these things, but we have to also continue in the public education surrounding that, but also put in place a framework to facilitate registration of intellectual property and copyright and so on. It's a very important point, and it's a direction which we have to take, not just music, but in the broader spectrum of our creatives and the creative space. What is produced here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, we have to protect it, and we have to brand it, market it, and export it. And that is something that quite naturally is in the works surrounding, whether it's physical or augmented in terms of the metaverse. All of these things we're looking at in a broader scope and going forward.
Minister James said, for far too long, many Vincentian cultural practitioners have not been able to benefit from their work. He said, going forward, the Ministry of Culture will be putting measures in place to address this issue.
Immediately, there's legal recourse within the common law. There's legislation to protect against that. But obviously, going a bit deeper, echoes well, we have to really see how we can look at addressing what are some of the challenges they've had, whether or not we may need to formulate a broader framework for that, a new entity, or possibly resuscitating what is already existing to really facilitate our creatives. Far too long I've seen producers and artists, some writers, putting together material that they work hard and they pay for. And, you know, it's being used without not even asking permission to use it. And it is something that we seriously have to address. And in all of what I've mentioned earlier, and at the Parliament, when I talk about a working group to be established to provide a comprehensive development plan for a creative industry, must capture all of these things. And it's a serious thing that we have to look at where revenue is being lost by our creatives. And it's something that we have to seriously address.
Minister of Tourism and Culture, Carlos James. Meanwhile, Coordinator of Creative and Cultural Industries in the Department of Culture, Rodney Small, appealed to local cultural practitioners to get registered with copyright organizations so that their work can be protected and they can earn from their intellectual property.
So the artists first need to understand that they need to be registered first, because you can't talk about an entity that has nobody who's registered. And it's not just Echo, it's BMI and all the others, and they operate under one umbrella. So, you know what I mean? While I agree, our artists have to take it very serious that you must be registered for these organizations to act on your behalf, right? Because if you're putting music out there, you're not a part of a copyright agency. So you really can't protect you. We have to keep pushing that education out here and give some level of comfort. Because one of the challenges was we're not seeing the tangible results of being registered with Echo or whoever it is. I wouldn't have an exact figure because different people register with different agency. Okay. Right? Leicester would be with somebody else, Skin is with somebody else, Fire is with somebody else. Okay. But it's something that we can actually look into also.
Coordinator of Creative and Cultural Industries in the Department of Culture, Rodney Small. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.